The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
ESPN Radio. What's up, nerds? ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. How important is a fresh cut? Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Wow. Folks still piling on. Deshaun Watson for wanting out of Texas, out of Houston, out of the Texans, the most dysfunctional organization maybe in sports right now. All right. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Super Week on ESPN Radio is brought to you by AutoZone. But first, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Chiefs had 20 people. Kansas City Chiefs had 20 people, including Patrick Mahomes, players, staff members, in line for haircuts Sunday. Now, because of COVID, they want to limit the number of, for example, if everyone needs haircuts, better to have it be one person than many people, right? You lower the odds that the disease is transmitted because only one person, if everyone's testing and being careful, lower odds that that person has it than, like, you know, 5 or 10 barbers have it, right? If everyone needs their haircut. And by the way, people do need their haircut. But it turns out that the barber happened to have it. He got it somehow. He tested positive for COVID-19, sources told our Adam Schefter. This is, remember yesterday when I was talking about the Chiefs have both offensive tackles, Pro Bowl caliber guys, gone for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Mitch Schwartz with the back. And Eric Fisher with the Achilles. And I said that their backup center was also in COVID protocol, and it looks like, you know, there could be a problem there. Well, Daniel Kilgore was in the chair when the Chiefs pulled the barber. He has a picture with half his head shorn. Barber was in the middle of it because his COVID-19 test results came in. And by the way, Kilgore and the barber were both wearing masks because he was in close contact. He told the barber to finish. Let me say this. Do you remember that story a bunch of months back about the salon? And there were three women working at the salon, and they'd seen over 100, I believe it was 100, maybe it was close to 100, women over a certain time period, a day or two. And the three women all had COVID, as it turned out. But because they were wearing masks, either there were no infections or a very low number of infections among their clients. You know, look, even if you're careful, you can get COVID. But if you take precautions, you lower the odds. And that's the whole point. People who throw their hands up, well, I can get it even if I'm careful. Yes, that's right. You can get in a car accident even if you're careful. But that's not a good, you know, argument to drive recklessly. Even if I'm wearing my seatbelt, something bad could still happen. That's true. But the odds are better if you're wearing your seatbelt. You want to raise the odds or lower the odds that a bad thing is going to happen. And so it seems like Kilgore can still play in the Super Bowl because precautions were taken. Good for them. But by the way, that's a real thing, man. People getting their haircut during this kind of socially distanced pandemic, you know, the COVID days, that's a real thing. People still need to keep up appearances. They want to, like, groom themselves and you know, look okay. And it's hard. I got someone in my house who can cut hair, but before that, I mean, I'm lucky. Rod, you think this happens just by accident? Anyway, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Folks keep piling on Deshaun Watson for requesting a trade. First, it was Brett Favre. Brett Favre said yesterday, we are paid a ton of money. We are paid too much money to voice our opinion. Okay, Brett. I guess if it's the amount of money that you're paid that determines whether you should voice your opinion, owners in the NFL should say nothing at all. Listen to what Brett Favre had to say.
You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. I think it's a different day and time, and it'll be interesting to see how the organization handles it.
Now, Brett Favre, not in that clip, but had used the word we get paid a ton of money. So he's including him as, he saw himself as hired help, as labor, along with Deshaun Watson. But this is important. I want you to listen to, I credited Yahoo. Yes. Didn't I say that courtesy of Yahoo? Listen to what Deshaun Watson's agent said in response to what Brett Favre said. Brett should probably stop throwing stones from that glass house he's sitting in. Is he talking about controversies Brett Favre has had? He has had a couple. One in particular I can think of that has maybe rendered him kind of more marginal in his post-playing career than he otherwise would have been, considering his charisma and ability and charm on air, on TV, and the radio. Is that what the agent's referring to? What Deshaun's agent referring to? Or is he talking about the fact that Brett Favre is being hypocritical because Favre forced his way on out of and onto different teams toward the end of his career? At any rate, I disagree with Favre, but I don't necessarily have a problem with what he said because he included himself. We get paid. In that clip you just heard, he said you, but he also said we get paid. Too much money, basically, to voice our opinion. See, the owners are billionaires. The players are millionaires. The owners don't have too much money to voice their opinion, apparently, according to Favre, because they are the boss, right? They're the owners. But there is an enormous overlap in terms of labor issues and racial issues in this country, and especially in the NFL. The workforce in the NFL on the field is 70% African American. Ownership is 0% African American. So if you think that's because black people just aren't good at making money, I got news. It is a direct result of our country's original sin. When white people could start to amass pools of capital, and black people were literally property. That's the reason there are zero black owners, all white owners, just about, but zero African-American owners, and yet the labor force on the field is over 70% black. With that in mind, listen to Dick Vermeil, former head coach, of course, of the Rams, and has a good reputation, generally, on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Well, I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you, because, you know, the image that he has presented coming out of college and through the draft and through his career so far in Houston has been so positive. And I don't think this approach really reflects what he has presented over the past few years. So I'm disappointed, you know, and I just don't think we can, anybody, whether it be that football team or the other 31 teams, start allowing players to step in and make decisions who runs them, who coaches them, and all these kinds of things. And I used to ask players about coaches and stuff like that that they had worked for on other teams and that kind of stuff, just to get insight, but not to, and actually to add to my education and knowledge about people, but to get to the point where you're sort of demanding you want to say, I think is beyond the NFL player's contract.
Yeah, sure, but then there's the reality of the leverage, right? Like, whether or not it's in your contract, the reality is you may just have that leverage, and that is the reality. But the reason I wanted to play first Favre and then Dick Vermeil is because there is this huge overlap between labor issues and racial issues, issues of race. And when Dick Vermeil says that that's kind of beyond his pay grade, right? He just needs to... like that's not really his place. Dick Vermeil may feel that about people who are receiving checks rather than writing them, period. He may just feel that way. But what I would hope he'd be more sensitized to is that there's a reason one group of people is getting the checks from the other group of people. There's a reason that 70% plus of the players in the NFL are African-American, and they are receiving checks from 0% African-American owners. And so the overlap of race and labor issues here is that if it is always the job of labor simply to shut up and do their job, and they're not allowed to have opinions or they shouldn't have any voice in their own careers or any say in their own destiny, well, that overlap with race means that the black players, by and large, should just shut up and do their jobs, and they don't have any say and shouldn't voice opinion. That is the domain of the white so-called owners, and that's problematic. Now, I want to read you something from a Dick Vermeil interview that recently. He was asked, did race relations occur to him? This is from PennLive.com. Did race relations occur to him as part of his job at Stanford? Jamal Adams is on the phone right now. I'm going to pause that for a second. I'm going to get back to it. The preview of the big game is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Super Bowl championship and Super Bowl MVP. What can you possibly do to top this?
Win another one.
If they win the title with this offensive line, you could put him in the argument of being the greatest of all time.
All right, let's go to the Goodyear hotline. I'll get back to Dick Vermeil in a little bit. Jamal Adams, Seahawks safety, of course, in New York. We know him as the number 6 overall pick in 2017. That was the most surefire guy in that draft, I felt at the time. Dysfunctional franchises have a way of alienating superstars, and he's now on the Seattle Seahawks. Jamal Adams, ladies and gentlemen. Jamal, thanks for joining me.
Man, glad to be here, man. Appreciate you, bro.
All right, Jamal. They were all in line for haircuts, lineups, I assume. I mean, if you're going to have a barber in the NFL, I suppose there's got to be alcohol, a straight razor, and everything, right? How important is a fresh cut or a lineup or whatever the kids are getting today?
Oh, it's definitely important, man. But you got to be safe before the biggest game of, you know, some people's careers or life. Man, you got to be safe, man, and knowing, you know, who you're bringing into the building. But hopefully, man, everybody's safe and they'll be ready to go, you know, come Sunday.
You have experience defending both. What is the difference between defending Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes?
Well, one can escape the pocket, right? And one, you know, cannot. But they're other than that, man, they can make all the throws. They're very special in their own way, very unique. You know, Pat can throw on a run. He can do the no looks. Tommy's going to sit in the pocket, and he's going to break down the defense. He's seen it all. He's done it all. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. This matchup is something that I can't wait to see.
You know, talking to Jamal Adams, superstar safety, banged up this year a bit. I really thought you were going to be the tipping point in Seattle, like a bend don't break defense. They add Jamal Adams. I thought you guys might get out of the NFC, but the season didn't go that way. But when I look at right. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, I see on the one hand, Brady's the greatest of all time. He's the most accomplished. It's not coincidence that he goes to a new team. They're in the Super Bowl now, going for his 7th. This has been in his 10th. He's already won 6. He's the greatest. I don't see who else has an argument. But greatest and best Jamal Adams, to me, are not exactly the same. You know, the best is you put your eyeballs on that guy. You go, I've never seen anything better than that. That's how I feel about Patrick Mahomes. I haven't seen anything quite like him. What do you think of when you look at Mahomes, just as a player evaluating the talent of the guy under center on the other side of the ball?
Yeah, he's one of one, man, like you said. I see it just how you see it. Pat's been doing that for such a long time. We're both from Texas. I've been seeing it since high school all the way up to now. Played against him at Tech, played against him. I haven't played against him in the NFL, but I already knew what type of player, what type of person he is off the field. He's killing the game right now. And he's young. He hasn't really even hit his prime yet. But, man, it's exciting to see, man. Exciting to watch.
When you say you've known it, you know, like you've seen him since high school and all that, he went 10th.
Yep.
It's not like he went first. Trades were made to take other guys first, like another guy in particular first, Trubisky.
Right.
Why do you think, like, when you saw that happen, you're like, damn, this dude should be number one overall, or is he even better than you thought he'd be?
Yeah, no, I mean, Pat definitely could have went higher. But, man, everything happens for a reason. I'm pretty sure Pat, you know, obviously wanted to go higher, but it worked out in his favor. He's being coached by legends. He's doing it big. He's killing it. He's the hottest in the game right now. And he always has my support, man. Keep killing it, bro.
What do you, talking to Jamal Adams here on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Jamal, what do you think, like, as a defender, what's scarier to defend? Mahomes and a banged-up offensive line, right? He's missing both starting tackles. They're Pro Bowl caliber. They're both gone. But he's got it's Mahomes, and he's got Tyreek Hill, and he's got Travis Kelce. Is that – now, if you have a front four that can bring pressure without blitzing, would you rather play that guy – And you're only bringing four, or would you rather face Tom Brady with all his weapons, all the tight ends, all the receivers? I mean, they got Scotty Miller can burn. Obviously, AB, you know, is one of the best who ever did it. Godwin, Evans, he's still got Gronk. He's got other top flight tight ends, and he's got a line that's blocking for him. As a defender, what's harder to defend?
Man, that's tough. I mean, they're both hard to defend. But if I had to pick one to go against, man, as of right now, I would have to go against Pat, man. I would love to go against Pat. You know, obviously, it's like you said, man, they're missing their two tackles. You know, that's going to be tough. You know, obviously, you know, Tampa Bay has JJ coming off the end, you know, and Barrett coming off the other. It's just special, man. It's going to be interesting, man. But I would have to go with Pat on that one.
Meaning you'd rather play against him given the circumstances than have to play against Tom Brady given the circumstances?
100%.
Yeah, look, that tells you something. All right, let me ask you this. If you are playing Madden, you're playing Madden, you got into the Super Bowl, are you playing with the Chiefs or the Bucks?
Oh, man, I'm playing with Pat, you know, just so I can run a little bit out the pocket, you know.
Got it. See, that's my way of trying to trick people into giving a prediction. You want to give a prediction?
Right. Yeah, I give a prediction, man. I'm a roll with Tampa Bay, man. Mm-hmm. I want, not only am I rolling with, you know, the reason I'm rolling with because of Tom, but the staff, man. Todd Bowles, obviously, you know that's my guy, and Devin White and Leonard Fournette. I want them to get them one, so I'm pulling for the guys.
What are you doing down there, Jamal?
Man, I've partnered with, you know, Gatorade. You know, Bolt 24 is the new drink. It's my hydration, you know, go-to. Supports me 24/7, keeps me ready at all times. You know, no artificial sweeteners or flavors, just right for you, man. Staying healthy, staying on top of everything, man, just so you can go out there and be great.
Jamal, before I let you go, Deshaun Watson's on the trading block. Now, if I'm the Jets, I would rather not have a roster and just start with Deshaun Watson than have what I got. What should the Jets do here? Do you go all in, meaning Darnold, all the picks you got, basically, to go get him? Can you afford to let him go to Miami?
Hey, man, I'm going to stay out of that combo, that answer right there. But, you know, wherever Deshaun lands, it's going to be right for him. He deserves it. He deserves better. You know, hopefully he goes to a better organization, you know, from top to bottom, to where he can really, really explode and expand his vision and get to the Super Bowl like he wants to. You know, I'm pulling for him, man. I gotta skip out on that question. I don't want, you know, people saying anything about, you know, me saying something about the Jets, but,
well, it's,
you know,
my job to try to get you to. Hey, listen, Jamal. Jamal, it's a shame that you were banged up as much as you were this year. One of my favorite players to watch. Get healthy. Look forward to watching you play next year.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you, man. Keep killing it.
Thank you, brother. That's the great Jamal Adams, Seahawks safety, formerly of the Jets, on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, I was talking about Dick Vermeil. I wanted to read you something that he said when asked by at PennLive.com was where I found this article in preparing a segment on First Take today. He was asked, did race relations occur to him as part of his job at Stanford? We're talking about the 1960s. And this is a quote. "It was on our minds. At Stanford in the mid-1960s, there was starting to be a revolt with black athletes, especially the track athletes. How did he treat it, if at all? He was asked. And here's Vermeil's quote. "Well, I was young and didn't know what I know now. I was probably a little critical, thinking the scholarship athlete should be a little more appreciative of their opportunity and express it that way. But remember, I'm 83 years old, so I grew into our society as it is today, starting way behind where we are." Vermeil talks about the kind of place he grew up in and the kind of things that were said about black people and the fact that he didn't have interaction with African Americans growing up and how he had to learn as he got older how things are really and shed himself of any kind of preconceived notions that may have been put in his head. And so what I think this that demonstrates is Vermeil is like many of us should be. You're on a journey through life. You're never supposed to stop learning. And I think that in his answering the question about Deshaun Watson, how he was disappointed, how it's not Deshaun Watson's place, I would hope that's because he's not being sensitive enough to the overlap between labor issues and racial issues. The fact that if the workforce is always supposed to just shut up and not give their opinion and not put their hands on their own destinies, that's for the boss. And the workforce is 70% black and the ownership is 0% black, that's a problem. And if he hopefully he can sensitize himself to that and keep learning. And if he is aware of that and he has this opinion anyway, well, I think that's a stupid opinion, Dick Vermeil. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Hey, New York, would Deshaun accept the trade to the Jets? Hear his answer next. Finding great candidates to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter instead. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. It's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/MAX. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Max. Is Deshaun okay with being traded to the Jets?
Super Week 2021 continues with Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio. The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. Deshaun Good would be in a Jet. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Deshaun Watson would approve a trade to the Jets. Now, think about this, everybody. He is so desperate. Texas, the Texans, Houston, we have a problem. The Texans are so dysfunctional that he would approve a trade to the New York Jets. It's the first time in history. I believe it's the first time in history any player's ever approved a trade to the Jets. Do you know how bad it has to be for you to approve a trade to the Jets? Oh, my God. And now think about this. The Jets have to give up a ton of stuff to get him. He looks at the Jets and goes, okay, dysfunctional franchise, media capital of the world, so they're always on you. And they're going to have to gut that team to get me. But it beats this. Anything beats the Texans. If the Jets were to come to terms with Houston, according to a source in connection with SNY's Ralph Vacchiano, Watson would approve of a trade to the Jets due to his, quote, affection for new Jets head coach Robert Saleh. Now, Saleh had a great press conference. I mean, especially compared to Adam Gase. You just had a coach who had one of the most bizarre introductory press conferences ever, and then what followed was the kind of dysfunction that you might imagine. You know, like the press conference lines up with the results he achieved. And then Saleh comes in and says everything right. And it's not just what he said, it was the way he said it. He said, yep, that guy's for real. You could see it right away. There's some guys you could see right away. By the way, I wasn't sold on Joe Judge right away like everyone else, like a lot of other people. I thought, I get it, but he's coming on a little strong. Like, are these antics or is this real? And I think if you're going to have Joe Judge's disposition, you have, in order for players to buy in, they have to really see that you're putting them in the best position to win and that you have, that you're being genuine. You're being straight with them and you have the best interest of the team in mind, which is sometimes also their best interest. I think Joe Judge seems to me the early results are he's that kind of guy. But I wasn't convinced at the press conference about Joe Judge. Adam Gase, I was like, uh-oh. But Saleh, I was like, yep, this guy's good. I'd be surprised if he's not an effective head coach. Mike Tomlin was that way. You're like, oh, okay. Steelers football, run the ball, stop the run. Yes, sir. Where do I sign up? And Saleh, the all gas, no breaks, you know, but the way he backed up that thinking, you get it. You see why. A guy like Deshaun Watson goes, yeah, I could play there. What would it take to get him? Unfortunately, Sam Darnold, I don't think, has the star potential of Tua Tagovailoa. Maybe he does. I mean, in college, he was, you know, he started a bunch of games and he was quite good, Darnold. But as a pro, it hasn't panned out. And maybe, again, it's the dysfunction of the team. It could be. I don't know. Tua didn't have a fantastic season, but he was pretty good. I saw enough from Tua where I thought, yes, I see real flashes of excellence there. And given his college career, I feel like he has star potential. Yeah, I could be wrong. You know, Darnold checks more boxes than Tua. He's taller and hasn't been as injury prone. But I suspect Tua has more trade value, especially since he's just started his rookie deal, whereas Darnold, you know, you're going to have to decide whether to pay him pretty soon. The Jets have the second pick. The Dolphins have the third. But again, if you like Tua, you got your quarterback. The third pick could go to, you know, Devontae Smith or someone like that. I don't know. I don't know if the Jets can put the right package together. But they may have more of an appetite to put that package together than Miami because they have a large sample size of Darnold. You know, Tua, the Dolphins can think, we still think he can be excellent. But the Jets at this point have to understand it's maybe Darnold can be very good, but the odds are probably against it at this point. And so if the Dolphins like their quarterback now, even if they love Deshaun more, they might want to stay put and stand pat and kind of, you know, build with their draft picks. Whereas the Jets might think we need a quarterback. And other than Trevor Lawrence, we're not sure about anybody. Max Kellerman Show presented by Progressive Insurance. Tony in Los Angeles, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
Hello, Max.
Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, boy.
Hey, listen, I'm just calling right now because I want to put this conversation to rest here. I think Montana is the greatest of all time, and I'll tell you why. Joe Montana played in the era where the physicality of the game was ferocious. He was, you know, 4-0 in Super Bowl appearances. Not only was he 4-0, he had 13 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Tony, hold on. I'm going to cut Tony off. Listen, Tony. Tony's a good caller. He calls this show quite a bit. And Tony in Los Angeles, who talks with a Boston accent, but apparently roots for New York teams, right, if I have that right. We're just not talking Brady and Montana right now. And we had this exact conversation yesterday. I went into detail about Brady and Montana yesterday. Into detail about it. Montana, 13-0, no 13 touchdowns, no interceptions, 4-0 in Super Bowls. AFC championship game with the Chiefs at the end of his career. Brady has just done it for so much longer. You know, like, whatever you think about Montana at his best, you may think he's better than Brady, and that might be fair. But for Brady to be in his 10th Super Bowl, now with two different franchises, he's already won six. It's tough. It's tough to make the Montana argument. Andre in Massachusetts, go. You got 45 seconds.
What's going on, Max? Thanks for taking my call. Listen, Dick Vermeil's coaching career started in 1959, won a chip in 1999 with the Rams, so we can keep his opinions in the 20th century and stop counting Deshaun Watson's money, okay? It's a new day. Deshaun Watson 100% in the right to stand up for himself and what he wants to do, and we're looking forward to seeing him in the Big Apple in a New York Jets jersey, bringing them back to prominence.
That's a good take. Boy, if anyone's looking for callers with a good take, boy, that was coherent. Well thought out, formatted well, and presented well. Keep his opinions in the 20th century. Maybe. But as I said, Vermeil has shown a capacity to change, at least to seem to change, his views on things like labor and race relations throughout his life. And even though he's an old man now, there's no reason that he can't consider factors, you know, involved, maybe that he hasn't considered or consider it again and come to another conclusion, you know, grow. The idea that simply because he's, you know, Deshaun Watson, there seems to be a feeling like he's the hired help. Know your place. And that's fine because, like, by the way, a lot of white people feel that about labor, period, black and white. I would just point out the reason it overlaps with race, and I bring it up here, is because more than 70% of the workforce on the field is black. 0% of ownership is. So if it's always the players as employees who have to keep their head down and just work and not have an opinion and not try to affect their own destiny and take control of it, well, then that only applies, well, it's not doesn't only apply, but it mostly applies to black people in football. And if it's the owner's domain to make decisions and to have opinions, well, then that's black people are shut out of that, aren't they? So there's an overlap with race here. All right, who you got in the Super Bowl? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Axe Max is next. Hindsight is 2020. 2020 was a brutal year with a lot we couldn't control. Pandemic, economy, unemployment. What can we control? Our job, our career. In 2020, my computer career helped more people start IT careers than ever. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Take control. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Mycomputercareer.edu. Axe Max coming up.
ESPN Radio and the Undefeated, celebrating black history always.
Lift every voice and sing.
In 1991, the University of Michigan's Fab Five took the college basketball world by storm. The all-freshman starting lineup of Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard, Jimmy King, and Ray Jackson became icons with their baggy shorts and exciting style of play. And four of the five players would play in the NBA.
Black History Always, The Undefeated, and ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on your smart speaker. A lot of you want to talk QBs about to get you, get to you, and Axe Max. Hit me at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Axe Max.
All right, you ready? Let's start with Chris in Arizona. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, thanks for the call. You know, I got a quick question. What do you think about the rumors coming out of Indianapolis that Andrew Luck might be coming out of retirement? And how well do you think he'll be back in shape?
I think if Andrew Luck is in football shape on the Colts right now, they're Super Bowl contenders. They're right in the mix. Tyrone in Philadelphia, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Someone's got their kid on the phone. Tyrone!
Hello, yes.
Yes,
this
there you
is
go.
I'm calling in regard to the Rams and Lions.
Yeah. Tyrone, it sounds like you have your hands full. How old is the kid?
My child is 2 years old.
2 years old, boy or a girl?
My child is a boy.
Boy, okay, very good. So he's going to grow up knowing about the stuff that we're talking about, as I'm sure your daughter would. What do you want to ask?
Yes, I'm calling in regards to the Rams and the Lions. I personally think the Lions got the better of the deal, being that they have a Super Bowl winning quarterback, being that they have a experienced coaching staff with Anthony Lynn, being that they have everything is towards a rebuild to success.
All right, and look, I agree that the Lions got the better of the deal. They got two firsts and a third. That's why I was cracking up on First Take today when I heard that the Eagles are expecting a first-round pick and then some for Carson Wentz. Now, Adam Schefter knows what he's talking about. If he's speculating, it means that, you know, he understands, he's hearing things, or he wouldn't speculate. But I will laugh at any team that trades anything for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, in my view, given his contract, has negative draft value. You should have to give up draft picks to get him. But if the Eagles can finagle a team, can hoodwink a team, sucker them into giving them a first for Wentz? Oh, my God. Jordan in Arizona, you're on the Max Kellerman Show.
How you doing, Max? I mean, speaking to the question I'm about to ask right now about Carson Wentz, I know we have possible trade destinations for him, Indianapolis being the main one. But other than that, where else could you see him, you know, as a fit? Well, I mean, regardless of the contract issues that we see, we know that that's a plague. And, you know,
I mean, it was talked about on First Take today. I think Stephen A. said the Bears, and I agree. I could see, like, a team that doesn't have a great offensive line, they need a guy to move and a guy who's accurate down the field or more accurate than Trubisky. The thing is, if I was the Bears, I wouldn't do that. Trubisky's a trooper. He took his benching like a leader and then got right back and did better. Carson Wentz does not have the kind of, the way he's reacted to things, I wouldn't want that in the locker room. Gary in North Carolina, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Gary in North Carolina, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Looks like we're all talking Philadelphia Eagles. Thanks for having me on, Max. I wanted to touch on Carson Wentz as well. I was wondering, what do you think it would take for us to put in our hand for Deshaun Watson? Say Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts, maybe the 9th overall pick, kitchen sink, anything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, as I said, I don't think Carson Wentz has positive trade value. But if you can find a team that would take him, absolutely include him in the deal. There's nothing that the Eagles have that I wouldn't give up for Deshaun Watson. So many teams would be better off without a roster and just starting with Deshaun. I mean, of course, without a roster also means zero on your salary cap. You know, ostensibly you'd have some draft picks. But you give up what you have to get. Now, especially for teams who think they're just a quarterback away. L.A., is the beef real between the Clippers and the Lakers? Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.